Have you heard this one before? Two girls walk into a room. The room is in a flat. The flat is on the third floor. In the room is the dead body of an adult male. How do they get the body to the ground floor without being seen? First, they gather supplies. How many bedsheets do we need? How many does he have? Iola ran out of the bathroom and returned armed with the information that there were 5 sheets in his laundry cupboard. I bit my lip. We needed a lot, but I was afraid his family might notice if the only sheet he had was the one laid on his bed. For the average male, this wouldn't be all that peculiar, but this man was meticulous. Bring 3. Second, they clean up the blood. I soaked up the blood with a towel and wrung it out in the sink. I repeated the motions until the floor was dry. Iola hovered, leaning on one foot and then the other. I ignored her impatience. It takes a whole lot longer to dispose of a body than to dispose of a soul, especially if you don't want to leave any evidence of foul play. Third, they turn him into a mummy. Iola huffed and puffed as she pushed his body onto the sheets. I helped her roll him and wrap him firmly within the sheets. We stood and looked at him. What now? She asked. Fourth, they move the body. We could have used the stairs, but I imagined us carrying what was clearly a crudely swaddled body and meeting someone on our way. I made up a couple of possible explanations. We are playing a prank on my brother. He is a deep sleeper, and we are moving his sleeping body elsewhere. No, it's not a real man. What do you take us for? It's a mannequin. No, Ma, it's just a sack of potatoes. I pictured the eyes of the make-believe witnesses widening in fear as he or she ran to safety. No, the stairs were out of the question. We need to take the lift. Fifth, they bleach.